Hello, you are listening to Does DACA Expire, a podcast brought to you by the Immigrant Legal Resource Center. In this podcast, you will hear Lourdes Martinez and Barbara Pinto address whether or not there is an expiration date for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival Program and what, if any, are the deadlines to submit initial and renewal applications.
I've heard a lot about DACA. One of the things I heard was that there's the deadline to apply. Is that true? Will DACA end or expire on a certain date?
The program you are talking about is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which is also known as DACA. DACA was announced in June 2012 by the Department of Homeland Security, or DHS, which is a government agency. And DACA will continue unless DHS decides to end the program. They can end the program at any time, but as of now, there is no specific end date for DACA. So to answer your question, no. Currently, there is no end date.
If it can end at any time, do you expect that it will end soon?
No, we don't expect that DACA will end anytime soon.
Well, then why have I been hearing that the DACA program might end in January?
That end date was related to the presidential elections that happened this past November. Romney, who ran against Obama and lost, said that if he was elected, he was going to end the DACA program in January. But since Obama was elected and his administration was the one that implemented the program, we expect that DACA will continue for at least 4 years.
Well, I also heard that the DACA program might end in February. Is that true?
Well, you probably heard that because the official application to apply for deferred action under DACA, Form I-821D, has an expiration date of February 2013. But this date is not an expiration date for the DACA program. It is just for the form. Immigration forms have expiration dates because they are constantly being updated and modified. Specifically for DACA, we know that the agency in charge of processing the DACA requests, which is the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, also known as USCIS, is planning on revising the form and releasing a new version by February. However, even if USCIS does not release a new form by February, people will still be able to apply for DACA and use the existing form.
So does that mean that people who haven't applied for deferred action under DACA can still apply now?
Yes. People that are eligible to apply but have not yet submitted their request for DACA can do so now. Also, since we don't expect the government to end the DACA program for the next 4 years, those that will become eligible, for example, those that will turn 15 years old in a few months, or those that do not yet meet the education requirements, can apply when they turn 15 or enroll in a qualifying educational program if they are otherwise eligible for DACA.
So, since my friend is 14 now and won't be able to apply for deferred action under DACA until she turns 15, should she be doing something while she waits to apply?
Yes, you are correct in that she can apply once she turns 15. In preparation for requesting DACA when she turns 15, she should start gathering documents that prove she meets all of the eligibility requirements, specifically that she has been in the U.S. since June 2007 and that she was here on June 15, 2012. Also, even if she is under 15, if she has ever been in removal or deportation proceedings, she can apply before she turns 15.
Okay, what about those that have already applied? How long will they have deferred action under DACA?
DACA is granted for 2 years. For those individuals that have applied and have been granted deferred action under DACA, they will have it for 2 years.
What happens after their deferred action expires in 2 years?
Those who are granted deferred action under DACA may be able to apply to renew it in 2 years.
Thanks for listening to our podcast, Does DACA Expire? For more information on this topic, please visit www.ilrc.org and click on the Info on Immigration Law tab. You can also visit USCIS online at www.uscis.gov/childhoodarrivals. The Immigrant Legal Resource Center, or ILRC, is a national nonprofit resource center that provides legal trainings, educational materials, and advocacy to advance immigrant rights. The mission of the ILRC is to work with and educate immigrants, community organizations, and the legal sector to continue to build a democratic society that values diversity and the rights of all people. This podcast was brought to you by the Immigrant Legal Resource Center.